Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, Asar Nisyainais, 10 tests. Nisnasa Avram Avinu was Avram Avinu tested with. Olav HaShalom. That's a bracha that we say for someone who passed away. Peace be upon him. V'amad b'kolam, he stood up to all 10 tests. L'haydiya. And he was given these tests so the people should know. How great is the love of our father Avram. What were the 10 tests? The first one was being thrown into the fiery furnace by Nimrod because he didn't want to accept Avodah Zarah. The second was Shem told him to leave his homeland and go to an unknown land. The third, when he finally arrived at his destination, he was faced with a hunger. The fourth, that Pari took away Sarah. The fifth, was having to fight the four kings who captured his nephew Lot. The sixth is being shown the Nevuah and how Klal Yisrael is going to suffer in the future. The seventh was Bris Milah. The eighth was when Avimelech, the king of Pelishtim, of Gerar, took Sarah. The tenth was the Akedah. Did Avram ever complain? No. Not even, my father, Sechel Rach, used to share this with me, not even in his Machshava did he have a question. Now notice, in this Mishnah, he's called Avram Avinu. And that is because whenever Avram Avinu stood up to his Nesyainis, he was always Mispalel. My children, Klal Yisrael should be able to stand up to these Nesyainis. He did it for us. And his Koiches explains the Sefer Ruach Chaim was passed down to us. It says in the Sefer Maranayim that just like Avram Avinu had 10 tests, you and me and everybody, we all have 10 tests in our lives. We don't know exactly when those tests are. There are times in our lives we say, oh yeah, am I going to get through this? Remember, this is one of the 10 tests. And just like with each Nisayon, Avram Avinu became more Avram Avinu and was able to give over more kaiches to his children and get unbelievable schar and madregais. That's the reason that these things happen to everybody, including us. Oh, so why doesn't Hashem tell us? Now comes one of your Nisayonis, one of the 10 Nisayonis in your life. Well, Hashem didn't tell Avram Avinu beforehand either. In most of the cases, not. That's part of the Nisayon. That we have to figure out, why is Hashem doing it? It must be a Nisayon, and therefore, let me stand up to it.